So the epistle for the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary is taken from Judith, chapter 13. The Lord had blessed thee by his power, because by thee he had brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord, the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who hath directed thee to the cutting off the head of the prince of our enemies. Because he hath so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall now depart out of the mouth of men who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever, for that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. At that time, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that thou hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. Please be seated. Obtain for us the purity of life and a safe pilgrimage. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. These intentions that I mentioned to you are in the hymn, the Ave Maria Stella, Hail Star of the Sea. It also continues on asking for the sinner's chains to be loosed. We think about St. Paul as he talks about the bonds of sin, that we're chained to our sins, and therefore they must be loosed for us. So obviously Our Lady is this advocate in heaven for us with her Son. And obviously with this feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we recognize obviously the true humility of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the great things that were done in her because of the grace of God. But it's interesting to see how it asks in this hymn that we have a safe pilgrimage. Obviously, referring to the fact of this life is a pilgrimage for us, that we're just wayfarers in this life, waiting to get to heaven, God willing. And as I mentioned in times before about our pilgrimage and the application of the pilgrimage itself, yes, we're walking to a holy place, Mother Cabrini's shrine. It is a taste for heaven for us. And in the true sense of how we are pilgrims in this life, not only this coming Friday and Saturday, but true pilgrims always. We are not meant for this world. This is not our home. Our home is heaven. And so therefore, yes, we have to try to walk through this life as a pilgrim, trying to get to heaven. And the struggles that we have, the difficulties, and that's why we have such an advocate in the Blessed Virgin Mary. And with, obviously, this coming Friday and Saturday, the saints of Friday and Saturday are both greatly devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary. St. John Eudes had a great devotion to the Immaculate Heart. He also talked about the childhood of Mary, how she was prepared for the fact of being the Mother of God. And then on Saturday is St. Bernard of Clairvaux, so famous in his sermons about the Blessed Virgin Mary, talking about her as being a channel of all graces. The graces flow through the Blessed Virgin Mary to us. So both of them have such a devotion to Our Lady. So it's quite fitting that we start off our pilgrimage with this devotion to Our Lady through these saints that we receive. But obviously also we know, because of the blasphemous act that was taking place today in Oklahoma City, of how it brings to home to us truly, of just the sense and the idea of why we do the first five Saturdays. You know, the first Saturdays, what are the purpose behind them? To make reparation to the sins against the Immaculate Heart. And maybe in some senses to us, we don't maybe recognize or realize how much that Our Lady is attacked. Very fitting today that we see how much that she is attacked. And Satan knows what he's doing. Many of the saints say if you want to go to the Son, you must go through the Mother. And so therefore, for him to attack the Blessed Virgin Mary, for Satan to attack her through these means, through his Satanist, his followers, it is a direct attack on the Mother of God. It's a direct attack on our faith. And I think that's what's so sad when we think about that in today's world. You know, in some states or different things, you cannot publicly display the creche scene or the crib scene because it's putting your religion upon other people. Obviously, in public schools, you cannot talk about God, you cannot pray. But yet, our Catholic faith is publicly attacked. Attacked by a group that certainly has no good intentions in its means. And yet, they're allowed to publicly desecrate a statue of Our Lady, attack Our Lady. And yet, in some ways, we have to just stand by. I mean, granted, obviously, through our prayers and our sacrifices, we can fight that. Almighty God, obviously, can change anything at any moment that he wants. But we all also understand and we see why sometimes God permits evil to happen to draw a greater good from that. Hopefully, the good that comes from this is that it helps us to understand how much more of a devotion we need to have to the Immaculate Heart. How much more we need to show this devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary because our mother was attacked today. Any good son, if his mother is attacked, would fight. I mean, that is the mentality that we must have. And so I think also with the Rosary Crusade that has started today, will continue on for over a year until August 22nd, the Feast of the Immaculate Heart in 2017. Not only are we asking for rosaries, but we're also asking for sacrifices. And I think that's important for us to understand. The sacrifices that we can make on a daily basis, the things that we can offer to God, the things that we can give up, the things that we can do, or the trials and the difficulties that we undergo, we can offer them to God. And I think it's important for us to put that into practice. I mean, obviously, we put some in the vestibule of the church, some of the accounting sheets, I guess, if you want to put it, where it has places for rosaries, it has places for sacrifices. And that shouldn't be just something for us, oh, I'll just put some numbers down. It has to be real. It has to be truly things that we want to try to offer to Almighty God, whether it's we give up something at one point or whether we accept the crosses and trials that God sends to us. I mean, obviously, also the rosaries, I encourage you to try to say extra rosaries for this. Because we are working for the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart. It is almost 100 years that Our Lady had asked for this to be done, and it is still not done. I mean, that is something that we also have to realize. Granted, we can look to and say, why haven't the popes done this? But it's interesting to see how Sister Lucia had responded also to the fact that the consecration has not been done because not enough reparation has been made. And so that falls upon us. I mean, yes, we can question why some of the popes, even though they read the Third Secret, did not do the consecration. But maybe it's because not enough reparation has been made for them to turn their hearts to be able to do it. And so as I say, that falls upon us. We need to do more. We had a group of our scouts, led by some of our Holy Name men, travel to Oklahoma City to be there for this, to fight it by their presence, to fight it by their prayers, to attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. So these sacrifices are not going to go unrewarded. And that's what's important for us to understand. The sacrifices that we make, no matter how small they may be, in the eyes of God, they count. And they are things that we can truly offer to Almighty God. And that's why for some of you families that have your children in the Eucharistic Crusade, at that point it is a means to try to teach your children how to be holy, how to live a spiritual life by their sacrifices, by their visits, by their silence. It is a means of educating your children in that capacity. So then as they get older in life, well, then they're able to do it. And that's where something that we have to try to look at the first five Saturdays. Have we done them? Have we done them with the proper spirit? I encourage you to take that into consideration. Last pilgrimage, Father Arabagus vehemently encouraged you to make the first five Saturdays. I heard it from the confessional very clearly. But I think it's important for us to understand how important those first five Saturdays are. I mean, truly, a lot of you listen to a sermon. You'd have to be deaf not to, but a lot of you listen to a sermon because after that, the attendance at the first Saturdays were very good. So we need to keep that up. We need to continue doing these sacrifices, these penances to God, in understanding why Our Lady asked for that. She asked for that in 1917 because she obviously knew the sins that would be committed against her, the sins that would be committed against her Immaculate Heart. And so that's what she is asking. She is calling all Catholics to do the first Saturdays. And so we need to understand why. Why is it? Why do we need to do that? We need to make reparation. We need to make reparation, as I said, because if we want the consecration of the Immaculate Heart, a consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart, it is only going to take place through our reparation. Our reparation, our prayers. So I encourage you to try to take seriously, obviously, this new Rosary Crusade, to really try to put forth the effort and trying to help in getting this done. Because remembering, obviously, after the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart, there will be a period of peace. How many people in the world are crying for peace, but they don't have the answer to that? I mean, that is where it will come. It will come directly from heaven. And that is what the call of heaven is given to all of us, asking us to do this reparation, to do these five Saturdays, to help in that capacity. So as I say, the reality of what took place at Oklahoma City brings it home of how much we need to do reparation, of how much we need to repair for our mother being attacked like that, for the blasphemies against the Blessed Virgin Mary. We need to defend our mother. And it will come through our prayers and our sacrifices. But if we don't do that, if we don't have that sense of reparation, what good is it? As I mentioned to you for the pilgrimage itself, two hallmarks, two pillars of the pilgrimage. We talked about on Sunday, Thanksgiving, but then also a spirit of reparation, of going into it with that spirit. And that's why I've always said to you, whether you walk 1 mile, 50 miles, whether you help with the support vehicles or the food, any of those things you can have with the proper spirit, you can gain the graces. And gaining those graces obviously will help toward the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart. Some of the popes in their devotion to Our Lady have consecrated the world to the Immaculate Heart. Sister Lucia said, sorry, that doesn't work. That is not what has been asked. It is specifically Russia because she will spread her errors throughout the world. That is why Our Lady specifically asked for Russia itself. And so that's what we must try to work for. I mean, as I say, it's 100 years since Our Lady has asked. It's definitely at least 40 years overdue, or over 40 years, 56, if my math is correct. Because she asked for 1960 at the latest for it to be done. And so, I mean, that's half the time of since she asked for it, that it has not been done. And why? We can definitely say because not enough reparation has been done. So it is time for us to realize that. It is time for us to put that into practice, to defend our mother. I mean, in the hymn Ave Maria Stella, we also ask Our Lady to show herself as our mother. She has. She has clearly shown herself to be the mother of God, to be the mother of all of us. I mean, that is why our Lord said from the cross, you know, Son, behold thy mother. And so let us have this true spirit of reparation. Let us go into the pilgrimage with the devotion that these two saints had, St. John Eudes, St. Bernard of Clairvaux. Let us replicate that true devotion to Our Lady as we go out with the pilgrimage, but then after that, continuing on because we are pilgrims all our life. We are wayfarers our entire life until God calls us from this world. And as we see, tragically can happen at any point in our life. We're not promised a certain amount of time at all. We've got to be ready. We have to be prepared for that. God can call us at any moment. Will we be ready? But I encourage you also to think about the first five Saturdays. If you haven't done them, now is the perfect time. If you have done them, well, it doesn't hurt to try to do them with a renewed spirit of truly making sure we're trying to do them with a proper reparation for the sins against the Immaculate Heart so we can truly defend Our Lady. So I leave to you the words of the prayer, the Sub Tuum Praesidium. We fly to thy patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our petitions and our necessities, yet deliver us from all dangers, O ever glorious and blessed Virgin. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.